And as we start to drift down the slope, you start to look further down Glenshee. As you drive up and down Glenshee, you'll see features like the ones we've seen here pretty much everywhere. Flat surfaces high above the valley floor, odd mounds, odd little kettle holes, all here before the river was here. And just in front of you, as you start to drop down, there's yet another kettle hole, another large kettle hole with a tree in the middle of it, surrounded, of course, by cane terraces. So we start to become detectives, if you like. We start to look for clues. We start to think, how old is that? How was that formed? What does it tell us about the landscape and the environment of the past? How quickly do things change? In Upper Glenshee, we have a very dynamic landscape. Small streams are cutting in to the scree slopes around them. And of course, this is a human landscape. This is a landscape that's also been created by the work of farmers over countless thousands of years. And it's still evolving and it's still changing.